session of the License Review Board. My name is Joy Barnes. I'm the chair of your board, and my colleagues will introduce themselves starting at the far right.
Good evening, Janelle Thomas.
Jenny Robinson, Law Department.
Will Lobb.
Michonne Williams.
Priscilla Carter.
And again, good evening, all. I'm Detective Miles, and welcome to the November 22nd, 2016 meeting of the License Review Board. Before we begin, we'd like to place all your electronic devices in the silent mode so it does not interfere with the recording equipment. In advance, your cooperation is greatly appreciated. The following items on tonight's agenda will not be heard. Item number 10, which is the application of Spirit Agents Investments, LLC, doing business as Halo Lounge. Also being held, item 11, which is the application of Sakushi, LLC, doing business as Sakushi Kevin T. Crap Agent. Also, item 12, the application of My Granny, LLC, doing business as Chicago's Nancy Pizza. Michael Glover is the agent. Also, item 14, which is the application of CCB of Atlanta, LLC, doing business as Copeland's Cheesecake Bistro. Parag P. Amin, agent. Also notes item 18, which is the application of Rael 444, LLC, doing business as Pharmacy, Restaurant, and Bar. Miles Raynor, the third agent. Also being held is item 19, the application of Irby Street Barbecue, LLC, doing business as Buckhead Barbecue, Edward Dell Sibley, Kennemer, agent. Also note item 24, 25, and 26 are the applications of KEMG, Inc., doing business as KEMG Main Bar. And item 25 is the additional facility number 1, and 26 is additional facility number 2. Also being held is item 27, 28, and 29, which are the applications of DHF Food and Beverage Corporation, doing business as the Renaissance Atlanta Midtown Hotel. Also note item 32, which is the application of Big River Breweries Incorporated, doing business as Gordon Beer Brewery Restaurant, Eric Gerald, agent. And last but not least, item 33 is being held, which is due cause for Level 5, The Loft, doing business as the Level 5, Terrence Heron, agent. Before we move forward, we'd like to approve the consent agenda.
I move we adopt the consent agenda with the exception of item number 6.
Do I have a second?
A second.
Thank you. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Are there any opposed? The consent agenda is adopted.
When your name is called, kindly approach the podium, state your name, your residential address, and the county in which you reside.
All except number 6, all of those on the consent agenda, you're free to leave. Thank you very much. Please file out quietly and close the door. Last one out.
Yes. When your name is called, kindly approach the podium, state your name, your residential address, and the county in which you reside. If you're going to be represented by an attorney, need the spelling of the last name. With that being said, we'll move to item 6, which is the application of Every Kid Incorporated, doing business as Connecting Community and Arts Weekend. Sacrista Alexander, agent. This license requests to operate a nonprofit special event, liquor, beer, and wine consumed on premise, Friday, December 16th from 12 o'clock noon to 2 o'clock a.m., and Saturday, December 17th from 12 o'clock noon to 2 o'clock a.m., and Sunday, December 18th from 12:30 p.m. to 2 o'clock a.m. at 439 Edgewood Avenue, Southeast. This is a nonprofit special event. Item 6.
Sacrista Alexander, I reside in Henry County, address 148 Eagles Crest Lane, McDonough, Georgia.
Good evening, Ms. Alexander.
Good evening.
Connecting Community and Arts Weekend, Every Kid Incorporated.
Yes.
Give us a very brief description of the legal incorporation.
Every Kid Incorporated reaches back to give back to underprivileged youth, and we also help with sports. Sports during the summer for our summer camps, and we assist those families in need during the holidays with whether it's clothing or food.
Great. Have you had a similar kind of event previous to this one?
Yes, we did a successful Atlanta Hip Hop Day, which also benefited the organization.
Was that this year?
Yes, it was.
Great, and went off well?
Very well.
Great, thank you. No issues.
None.
And Ms. Alexander, Your fire, health, and building letters are still pending?
Madam Chair, we do have the health, but fire and building are still pending.
So that just means
yes, those
paperwork
have been,
to chase.
Yes, those have all been completed. It's just in the trail of getting it back to AP.
Great. Very fine. And Ms. Alexander, have you studied the city's ordinance for this type of event?
Yes, I reviewed it once again, and also I'm very familiar with it from the previous event. Chapter 10 is known.
Great. That's the key. All right. My only question is, what's happening until 2 a.m. in the morning on Edgewood?
It actually will probably shut down sooner than that. It was just as a precaution that we left that open in case people like to linger and meet with the artists. So it depends on the turnout and the interaction with the artists that will be performing.
Okay. 439 Edgewood, is this an indoor event? Is it going to spill out into the
parking
lot?
No, it's indoor.
It's all indoor?
Yes.
What's the name of the venue?
It's Hotlanta. It's a yoga studio.
It's a what?
Yoga studio.
Oh, a yoga studio.
Yeah.
Okay, on Edgewood Avenue, which has had some issues recently.
Yes, so we're hoping that this event will actually bring a different crowd to Edgewood, and that's why we're involving the community to shine a different light. In recent events, it is due to a different crowd, but the police presence has helped to wean out the not-so-preferred crowd and to bring in a crowd that is interested in the arts as live artists and music artists of a different nature. Is actually going to be the beginning of the change of the crowd that comes to Edgewood.
Great. Thank you, Ms. Alexander. Colleagues, questions or concerns?
Quick question. What will you do to make sure that the underage crowd will not be served alcohol?
The event is 21 and up, so they won't even be able to get into the premises for the event.
How will they be ID'd?
We have security, and they'll be because they will have to pay to come into the building, ID will be checked, and there will also be security there.
Great. What's the fee to get in?
The events will range, and we're still determining that because what we're trying to incorporate is a ticketed price, but if you bring in a blanket or a non-perishable food item, then you'll have a reduced ticket, so about between $5 to $15.
Thank you. Colleagues, questions? Do I have a recommendation, please?
I move we approve and send it forward to the mayor.
I'll second it.
Thank you. We have an approved a recommendation for approval and a second. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Are there any nays? Ms. Alexander, we will move a favorable recommendation.
Thank you.
Mayor. Thank you. Best of luck.
Item 13. The application to Bonton LLC, doing business as Bonton, Eric Scott Simpkins, agent. This license requests to operate a restaurant with liquor, beer, and wine consumed on premise at 674 Myrtle Street. This is a new applicant at an old location. Item 13.
Hello, I'm Eric Simpkins, Fulton County Presiding, 674 Myrtle Street.
Good evening, Mr. Simpkins. 674 Myrtle Street, is that at the Ponce end or 10th Street end?
It's at
or in the middle.
Yeah, it's on the Ponce. It's really actually the corner of Myrtle and Ponce.
Okay.
It's like our entrance is directly across the parking lot from Mary Mac's.
Oh, yes. Okay, great. Thank you. And Mr. Simpkins, your fire, health, and building letters are still pending?
Madam Chair, that's correct.
All right. And Mr. Simpkins attended NPUE and met with their approval. And Mr. Simpkins, have you studied and understand the city's ordinance?
Yes, ma'am. I've been studiously applying myself for my first official license.
Great. And you're well prepared then?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, good. Thank you. Colleagues, questions, concerns?
I also have some menus just in case you wanted to actually...
If my colleagues would like, they'll ask for them.
Question. How do you describe yourself as a good neighbor?
I live in the neighborhood. I live probably about 3 to 4 blocks, so the neighborhood's concerns really are my concerns. I'm a partner in another restaurant in the area called the Lawrence. And, you know, over the 5 years, we've really become part of the neighborhood and tried to make sure that, you know, we're giving back both as a restaurant by hosting a lot of charity events and also making sure that we're doing our part to clean up the neighborhood, increase neighborhood awareness. And, you know, as someone who lives in the neighborhood, I'm always concerned about the quality of life in the neighborhood, and that means, you know, people not being really loud outside of establishments, especially late at night, and making sure that it's a safe place for all of us to live and walk to these places.
Do you live above the retail?
No, ma'am. Right now, above the space is just storage. Like, we're going to be putting our walk-in coolers upstairs.
You didn't have your address on the application. Did you have that address, Ms. Kendrick, his home address?
Yes, ma'am, that's correct.
Okay, you have it?
Yes, ma'am, I do.
All right, thank you.
Do I need to? Okay.
Colleagues, any questions, concerns?
Since you're new to the business, what kind of training will you provide for your employees?
Well, I'm new to owning a business and actually applying for the license myself, but I've been in the restaurant industry in Atlanta running bars for close to 20 years. And part of that is my dedication to education of both myself and all of my staffs, and that includes, you know, responsible alcohol serving. So one of the major tools that we use, there's one called TIPS, of course. I'm sure you all are well aware of both the online and the local classes that they can attend for just strategies that help bartenders say no to people who are being overserved and who might be underage, and to make sure that people are looking out, to making sure they're carding people constantly. We suspend people quite quickly if they are caught serving underage people because that's a safety issue and not just a business issue for us. And again, as part of a community, it's like it matters to us that people are safe regardless of whether they're imbibing with us before, during, or after.
And I see certainly you've been involved with some well-known brands, including the W Hotel downtown and the Lawrence.
Yes, ma'am.
So you're well aware of what's happening.
Yes, absolutely.
Thank you. Colleagues, okay. Question?
Sure. I have a question. It says your time of hours will be from 11 p.m. to 2 a.m. Is that every day?
I think during the week it's going to be 12 a.m. We'll actually be shutting the bar down, and then Friday, Saturday, we'll be going a little bit later.
You listed here that you'll be on premises from 9 to about 5. Is that just in general, or will you be there in the later evenings some days as
absolutely.
For the drinking?
Since both of our concepts are in the neighborhood, like, and I can walk to both concepts, so I'm always in and out, especially because the bars are my babies. You know, I have the most amazing team, front of house, back house, but especially my bartenders are, you know, they're like me. This is what they do for a living. These are their career bartenders, so they care about it as much, and care about customer service and their guests as much as, you know, anything else in the business.
Thank you.
So you have two establishments that are in walking distance?
Yes, ma'am.
What was the name of the other one?
The other one is the Lawrence. It's on the corner of 8th and Juniper.
Okay, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember the time that is closed? The time, the last time you can serve alcohol, do you remember what the ordinance states?
2:30?
You're asking?
No, 2:30.
Thank you.
Have you had
other
any
questions?
Just very briefly. So this is your first time applying for a license?
Yes, ma'am.
For license permits, right? How long has your establishment been operating thus far?
We've been we opened in the spring of 2012. We had been working on it for probably a year plus before that. And, you know, we had also been was a part of Dinner Party Atlanta that did, you know, dinner parties all around Atlanta. So it's been in operation, I guess, 4.5 years right now.
You haven't served alcohol in that establishment? previously to this application, or did you have a temporary license?
For which, for the Lawrence or for Bon Ton?
For the Bon Ton.
For Bon Ton, no, I have not had a previous license in that
and
space.
And you've been open since 2012, correct?
Yes, ma'am. Oh, I apologize. The Lawrence had opened in 2012, and yes, I have not had a license at any other place.
Okay. This has been open since when?
Bon Ton is not opened yet,
oh,
but the
you
Lawrence
haven't even opened yet.
Yeah, we haven't finished our inspections yet,
okay.
And so we're
Sorry.
Hoping to be able to do a soft opening this month, you know, and open a few days, and then be able to like gradually open after the new year.
Excellent. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Is that a recommendation?
Sure is.
Ms. Cotter.
I'd like to send it favorable to the mayor's office.
Second.
Thank you. All in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? Mr. Simpkins, we will move a favorable recommendation.
Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. Best of luck.
We'll see you soon, hopefully.
Item 15, the application of American Multi Cinema Incorporated, doing business AMC Theaters Buckhead Backlot. Catrice V. Moyes, agent. This license requests to operate a restaurant, liquor, beer, and wine consumed on premise, along with live entertainment at 3340 Peachtree Road, Northeast. This is a change of agent. Item 15.
Excuse me, can we take them together because they're both out of NPUB? The next one is also American Multi Cinema.
We can do it with different agents, different people on Roderick and.
Thank you. I'm so glad somebody can read. Okay. So we're on number 15. Thank you.
My name is Catrice Moyes. Address 3895 Springleaf Court, Stone Mountain, Georgia, DeKalb County.
Michael Sard, Sard and Left Attorney, 37.
Thank you. I see they're both change of agents. Okay. Great. Ms. Moyes attended NPUB as in baby and met with their approval. And Ms. Moyes, have you studied the city's ordinance and understand what your responsibilities are as agent?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. And you've been coached by Mr. Sard. Take it. Good. It's a good thing. Colleagues, questions for Ms. Moyes?
Yes. How do you make sure that no underage sales are made at the theater?
All of our associates are tips trained, and our policy is that we have to ID every single guest.
Has there been any renovations to this particular location, the Backlot Theater, or is it pretty much consistent from before?
Yeah, there hasn't been any renovations that I'm aware of.
Can you get, yeah.
There hasn't been any renovations.
Are the drinks purchased prior to going into the theater or generally at the seat, and that's where they're ID'd?
There's a bar, and the servers as well can take the orders inside of the theaters. So at the bar, the bartenders card them, and if they're purchasing drinks inside the theater, the servers card them. So they could potentially be carded more than once.
Okay, thanks.
The concerns, questions, recommendation, please.
I'd like to send a favorable to the mayor's office.
Second.
Thank you. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Are there any opposed? Ms. Moyes, Mr. Sard, we'll move it favorable to the mayor.
Item 16, also the application of American Multi Cinema Incorporated, doing business AMC Theaters, Fifth Plaza 14, Roderick Ellis, agent. This license requests to operate a restaurant with liquor, beer, and wine consumed on premise, along with live entertainment at 3500 Peachtree Road, Northeast. This is also a change of agent. Item 16.
Good evening. My name is Roderick Ellis. I live at 940 Wisteria View Court, Decatur, Georgia, Gwinnett County.
Michael Sard, Sard and Left Attorneys, 3789 Roswell Road, Atlanta, 303.
Thank you. Welcome back, Mr. Sard.
Thank you.
Been ages. Okay, Mr. Ellis, welcome.
Thank you.
Mr. Ellis will be agent for the Phipps Plaza on 3500 Peachtree Road, and he also attended NPUB as in baby and met with their approval. And Mr. Ellis, have you become familiar with the city's ordinance which governs the sale of alcohol?
Yes.
Thank you. May I ask a personal question? Did you ever play basketball?
Yes.
What position?
I played the 3-4 position.
3-4 guard, right? Okay, thank you. It shows you, Mr. Sard. Okay, questions, colleagues?
Shooting guard.
Yeah.
Has there been any issues with serving alcohol at the AMC, Phipps Plaza, underage?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And I see you've got several years of experience in here.
Other questions? Motion? Concern?
What training do you provide for your employees that serve alcohol?
We also provide the tips training for all of our associates.
And the person's allowed to take their beverage into the theater?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And what happens to make sure that no underage persons receive the alcohol?
From the initial process, if you don't have an ID, you will not be served. And also, we have monitors that monitor the theaters and the hallways consistently to ensure that we're enforcing these rules.
Good idea, Mr. Ellis. And as my colleague stated, you have plenty of experience in this business. Appreciate it. And I'll say welcome to Atlanta.
I move that we send a favorable to the mayor's office.
Seconded.
Thank you. We have a favorable and a second. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Are there any nays? Mr. Ellis, Mr. Sard, we'll move a favorable recommendation to the mayor. Best of luck.
Item 17. The application of Brinker Georgia Incorporated, doing business as Chili's Bar and Grill, no name on the agent there, but license request to operate a restaurant with liquor, beer, and wine consumed on premise at 3660 Camp Creek Parkway. This is also a change of agent, item 17, and please state your name for the record.
Good evening. My name is Amanda Shropshire. I live at 108 Jefferson Parkway in Noonan, Georgia, Coweta County.
For the record, Michael Sard, Sard and Left Attorneys, 3789 Roswell Road, Atlanta.
Welcome back again, and Ms. Shropshire, welcome. Ms. Shropshire attended NPUP, as in Peter, and met with their approval. And Ms. Shropshire, have you as well studied the ordinance and you understand your responsibilities?
I do.
Thank you very much. Colleagues, questions?
Yes. Would you describe yourself as a good neighbor?
I'd like to think so. We are doing give back nights for local charities in the community. We also do special events for families like mother-daughter or mother-son nights and daddy-daughter nights, just to encourage that family atmosphere. And we're bringing jobs to the community.
And training for your employees, what does that consist of?
It's a responsible alcohol service course that they're required to do online, followed by a ServSafe alcohol certification.
And again, with your experience, I'm sure. Again, with your experience as well, you've been through a few things and understand what your responsibilities are.
I believe I do, yes, ma'am.
Yes, good. Thank you. Other questions?
Motion.
Please.
I move that we send a favorable to the mayor's office.
Seconded.
Thank you. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Are there any objections? Ms. Shropshire, Mr. Sard, we will move a favorable recommendation to the mayor.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Best of luck.
Item 20, the application of Lingering Shade, LLC, doing business as Lingering Shade, Lewis M. Jeffries, agent. This license request to operate a restaurant with liquor, beer, and wine consumed on premise at 660 Irwin Street. This is a new applicant at a new location. Item 20.
My name is Lewis Jeffries. I live at 1277 Victor Road, Atlanta, and that's DeKalb County.
Mr. Jeffries, are these your colleagues? Who are the people behind you?
They scared me. I don't know.
It looks like, let me study the minutes of this NPU. Lingering Shade, it looks like everything was met with approval.
And the third page is also conditions on the third page.
We don't have anything to do with that. But, Mr. Jeffries, since you have a crowd behind you, will one representative please step to the mic and give your name and address and your relationship to the neighborhood?
My name is Forrest Coley. My address is 174 Sampson Street.
I am the incoming vice chair of the Neighborhood Association, a former chair of NPUM, and I live a block from the property. I've been in the neighborhood 16 years.
Okay, and what did you want to put on the record?
We're not here to block the application at all. We're here to make sure that we have a good business in our neighborhood. And I've spoken with Mr. Jeffries yesterday at the location. We had a very good conversation, and I was left feeling a lot more comfortable about the application. However, just based on the conversation and based on the Facebook page that has been posted since September 25th, and I have copies of that, the location is actually the description that was given and the description that was written is that of a bar with entertainment, yet the application is that for a restaurant. And our concern is, one, having a bar with entertainment in that close proximity to the residential areas, as well as making sure that Mr. Jeffries goes through the proper permitting, zoning, vetting process for a bar along the Beltline.
Mr. Coley, were you chair of the NPUM when Mr. Jeffries came before you?
No, I'm former chair.
You're former chair.
Yeah.
So one of the representatives of the current chair?
No.
With you?
We do not have the current chair, but I have spoken at length with Derek Matori, who is our current chair.
So you're representing the NPU?
I'm representing Fourth Ward Neighbors.
And let
which me, is the immediate neighborhood.
Let me look through this. Colleagues, have you seen anything in the application that stands out?
So your concern is regarding bar versus a restaurant, correct? And
yes,
there's some things that have led you to believe it's more of a bar with entertainment.
Yes. Primarily, the Facebook page, which has been up for quite some time, clearly states, and again, I have copies of it if you would like, clearly states that this will be a venue with light piano entertainment. And I contend that there's no such thing as a light piano permit, that there is an entertainment permit needed for that. And also in speaking with Mr. Jeffries, he mentioned that he was going to have a baby grand piano just to kind of give the atmosphere of what type of establishment he's had, something a little bit more upscale, appealing to the 30s to 60s crowd.
Mr. Jeffries, I see here on your application it's 60% food sales.
Before you do that, okay. If I may, thank you, Mr. Coley. Mr. Guerin, could you step up, please, as investigator, to just want to address some of Mr. Coley's concerns?
And I have a few others.
You're Guerin, right?
Yeah.
Am I the wrong? I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'll address the issues if there's some concerns.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. You might have heard Mr. Coley about the proper permit, et cetera.
Yes, I did hear the conversation. And I understand about your concern about what's on the website.
Detective Miles, I'm sorry. You're
going
to have to introduce yourself for the transcript.
Detective Miles, City Land License and Permits Unit. I understand your concern about what was posting on the website, but on the application that he took before you all, before the MPU, is just a restaurant, no customer dance, no live entertainment, anything like that on the application. If he would have had live entertainment or customer dance, we'd have to survey complete it in order to have that type of license established.
I'm aware of that. I'm aware of that. And while I realize that the application is filled out and you guys are, that's all you have to look at, I'm going by a conversation that we had just less than 24 hours ago, as well as what has been posted publicly for over a month. And that in and of itself, as well as the fact that the establishment is only going to have a catering kitchen with no open flames, which would allow him to only heat food up, and readily admits that much of the sale, and again, conversation that I've had, and he can confirm this is the conversation we've had, there's not going to be much food sold. Not much of his sales are coming from actual food, and as you well know, 60% of the food has to come within a restaurant.
Mr. Coley, let's take this step by step.
Sure.
If Mr. Jeffries will step back, please, And Mr. Jeffrey, first things first, your fire, health, and building letters are still pending. Is that correct?
Yes, we're still under construction at the site.
So, Mr. Coley, there's no business to speak of at this point. Every business owner is given the opportunity to open his business, and then we'll see whether or not he's up to snuff. Okay? Thank you. And Mr. Jeffries did attend NPUM, as in Mary, and met with their approval with some concerns. Colleagues, questions?
Mr. Jeffries, are you intending to have live entertainment at your facility?
No, I'm not, and I apologize. My Facebook page has basically been abandoned. The last post was 58 days ago, so I'm sorry about that.
Did that post suggest that you were going to have live entertainment?
I honestly don't remember. I think I'm within the area where I'm too close to residential to have live entertainment. I think it's dead.
Excuse me. I'll conduct this meeting, okay? Thank you. Go ahead, Ms. Jeff.
In terms of serving food, do you have a full kitchen in your restaurant?
Or not in
plan
my
to have a full kitchen?
Not in my space. There are three commercial kitchens within the building, and I will contract with probably Jake's Ice Cream to do the cooking. They will deliver it to us, and we will heat it as it's ordered, or serve it cold if it's meant to be served cold.
What kind of menu? I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. So is it? Will there be food that's going to be prepared and cooked?
Yes, at Jake's Kitchen. Yes.
For your
in that day and then hopefully sold that night.
Or is it being reheated? I'm trying to get
It's being cooked over at Jake's, delivered to us, and then it'll be reheated as it's ordered.
Is that going to be the process going forward, or is that in the interim until you are
That is how we're going to start equipped. Out, and we're going to see how it works out and can change it down the road.
And how long have you been in operation?
We are still in the construction phase, waiting on mechanicals. I have to redo an entire warehouse facility, which is taking longer than I thought.
That's not associated with cooking the actual food?
No.
So in terms of serving, that build-out is complete?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Where the kitchens are is complete, and they're existing, and they've been around for years.
Madam Chair, members of the board, Detective Miles again. Even though he has a kitchen within the establishment, even though the police department accepts the application on the front end, we still rely heavily on the building, the fire, and the health department to do the inspections in order to move forward as a restaurant.
And those inspections are still pending.
Correct.
Finals are still pending.
How far away is Jake's Kitchen from your restaurant?
Maybe 50 feet, 60 feet.
Separated by walls and doors and stairs and things?
Firewalls just went up, yes.
All right. Are there stairs between you and Jake?
No, it's all level. Well, not exactly level, but it's flat.
Mr. Jeffries, I'm sorry.
What type of food do you expect to serve?
We are still working on the menu. Most of it is going to be light. It's going to be southern themed. We have a chicken truffle mousse. We have some pimento cheese items, some deviled eggs, boiled peanuts. I'm sorry if you're getting nauseated. And I'm leaving off a chocolate mousse.
So here on the application you have that you're going to have, are these cooks your cooks that will actually be operating in Jake's Kitchen?
No, they will be employees of Jake's.
So are you in partnership with Jake's for them preparing the food and utilizing their resources?
Oh, to that extent that we'll hire them and tell them what to cook. That's the management part of it. But I will not control their employees or their facility.
Sure, but you have a management agreement.
Yes.
In terms of preparing and serving the food to your establishment.
Right.
Okay. So you're going to sell 60% of your revenues are going to come from food, which consists of boiled peanuts, chocolate mousse. Deviled eggs. I mean, we had the same situation about, I think, one meeting ago. Very similar. So all I can say is I think we'll have to do an audit after a year and see what the revenue situation is.
That's fine. I have no idea what the sales first year in operation. I can only hope.
Mr. Jeffries, it's been a while, but have I asked you, have you studied and understand the city's ordinance which governs your business?
Yes, I have.
You have?
Yes.
Do you remember what chapter you were in?
I read most of it over the weekend.
I suggest certainly that as you move forward in your business that you keep it at hand so that you can see the yays and nays that are required.
That's fine. I'll be glad to.
Thank you. Colleagues, are there other concerns, questions? Let's have a recommendation, please. No recommendations? One way or the other for us to vote? We need a recommendation, please. Shall I give my own recommendation?
I recommend we approve and send it forward to the mayor for his approval.
Do I have a second? I will second. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Are there any nays?
Nay.
Oops. How many nays were those? One, two. It passes favorable recommendation, 3-2. Mr. Jeffries, we will forward a favorable recommendation to the
Can I just point out that after 1 year, they'll look at your revenues, and you'll have to maintain that target that you've set. So we can't predict what's going to happen, but just put you on notice that if you're going to be a restaurant, you got to be a restaurant.
Right. We're going to change the menu.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank
Favorable
you.
Recommendation.
Item 21, the application of Druid Hills Golf Club, Incorporated, doing business as Druid Hills Golf Club, Nicholas Markell, agent. This license request to operate a private club with liquor, beer, and wine consumed on premise at 740 Clifton Road. With liquor, beer, and wine consumed on premise at 740 Clifton Road, this is a change of agent, main facility. And also item 22 is the application for Druid Hills Golf Club, Incorporated, doing business as Druid Hills Golf Club, Nicholas Markell, agent. This is also a license to request, look like the same application, same information. Is 21 and 22, Mr. Hess, the same, or is...
And 23.
And 23.
22 and 23 are additional facilities.
Okay, 822 and 8. Okay, I see now. Okay. Items 21.
Start over.
The application of Druid Hills Golf Club, Incorporated, doing business as Druid Hills Golf Club, Nicholas Markell, agent. This license request to operate a private club with liquor, beer, and wine consumed on premise at 740 Clifton Road. This is a change of agent for the main facility, item 21. Item 22 is additional facility. And item 23 is also an additional facility. So all items 21, 22, and 23.
Hello, Nicholas Markell. I reside at 2827 Fair Oaks Road, Decatur, Georgia, in DeKalb County.
And I am Max Hess, representing the applicant, and I practice law at 3340 Peachtree Road, Atlanta, Georgia.
Good evening, Mr. Markell. Mr. Hess, good to see you. Good. Mr. Markell, the Druid Hills Golf Club, you're taking over as agent.
Yes, ma'am.
And Mr. Markell attended NPUN, as in Nancy, for each of the three facilities and met with their approval. And Mr. Markell, have you studied the city's ordinance to understand what
Chapter
you're responsible
10, yes, ma'am.
For? Great. Thank you. All right, colleagues, any questions about the golf club?
I have a question. I've played in a number of tournaments where member guests, where they have bars set up at the various tees and things like that. Do you do that?
Occasionally, we'll have some around the clubhouse facility, just outside.
You have to have a separate license to have a bar outside the regular bar perimeters?
That's covered under the... Right?
You don't need a separate license for a portable.
A portable.
That's what they're using, yes.
I see, okay. So they're not fixed bars.
Rolling.
You wouldn't want that out on the fairway.
Depends on.
Oh, well, yeah, okay, the way you play. Excuse me. All right, moving forward. Are there other questions? Any concerns?
Motion.
Please.
I move that we send a favorable to the mayor's office.
I'll second.
That's for all three facilities.
Yes, for 21, 22, and 23. Thank you.
Thank you very much. And did you second?
I seconded, yes.
Mr. Law,
second.
All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Are there any nays? Mr. Markell, Mr. Hess, we will move a favorable recommendation to the mayor. Best of luck. Thank you.
Moving to item 30. The application of Marriott Hotel Services, Incorporated, doing business as the Marriott Suites, Atlanta Midtown. Andrette A. Norman, agent. His license request to operate a hotel with liquor, beer, and wine consumed on premise, along with customer dancing and live entertainment at 3514th Street. This is also a change of agent, item 30.
Yes, good evening. My name is Andrette Norman, Fulton County, 145 James P. Brawley Drive, Northwest.
If you could just raise your voice a little bit while you speak. Did you get everything?
Okay. Good evening. My name is Andrette Norman, located in Fulton County, 145 James P. Brawley Drive, Northwest.
Michael Sard, Sardin Left Attorneys, 3789 Roswell Road, Atlanta, 303.
Thank you. Welcome, Mr. Sard. And Mr. Norman, pronounce your first name for me again.
Andrute.
I heard Andre.
Andrute.
Andrute. Is that French?
Yes, ma'am.
Parlez-vous français, monsieur? What? Okay? Okay. All right.
No.
I'll stop. I will stop. Mr. Norman, Mr. Norman attended MPUE, as in Elizabeth, and met with their approval. And Mr. Norman, have you studied the city's ordinances?
Yes, ma'am.
And you understand what you're walking into with the Marriott Hotel?
Yes, ma'am. Been in the industry for a period
Great.
Of time.
Thank you very much. All right, colleagues, questions?
How many bars are at your hotel?
One.
Just one?
Yes, ma'am.
And you also do alcohol beverages in the rooms, like to
no
serve?
Room service.
24,
no room,
room
service.
Service.
No, ma'am.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
How do you prevent any underage access to alcohol?
Oh, is there a policy where we card anyone, and particularly... if you're from off the street, you have a room card, doesn't matter. We card everyone. And on top of that, we train. Marriott have their own training process, plus we also use the tip training.
Are there other concerns?
Ms. Thomas? Motion that we send this application on to the mayor with a favorable.
Second.
Thank you. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Are there any opposed? Mr. Norman, Mr. Sard, we'll move a favorable recommendation.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Merci.
Item 31. The application of Nordstrom Incorporated, doing business as Cafe Bistro, Bruce C. Dexter, agent. This license requests to operate a restaurant with beer and wine consumed on premise at 3500 Peachtree Road, Northeast, Suite A1. This is also application for a change of agent. Item 31.
Good evening. It's Bruce Dexter, and I live at 2795 Bentwood Drive in Marietta in Cobb County.
Michael Sard, Sard and Left Attorneys, 37.
So this was your whole agenda tonight, huh?
We're
just here, happened by. Okay. Welcome, Mr. Dexter. This is Cafe Bistro in Nordy's. All right. And Mr. Dexter attended NPUB, as in baby, and met with their approval. And Mr. Dexter, have you studied up on the city's ordinance governing the
yes,
sale
ma'am.
Of alcohol? Thank you very much. Colleagues, questions for Nordstrom?
Describe yourself as a good neighbor.
Well, Nordstrom is the good neighbor. we pride ourselves on customer service. That's what it's all about. And being part of that with the cafe is just an extension of that for the community.
Not my money.
And I see from your experience, should be well-versed, Chapter 10. Colleagues, are there other questions or concerns?
Motion.
Please.
That we send this application on to the mayor with a favorable.
I second.
Thank you. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Are there any opposed? Mr. Dexter, Mr. Sard, we'll move a favorable recommendation to them.
Thank you very much.
Best of luck. Everybody have a great Thanksgiving holiday.
Madam Chair, members of the board, if there is no additional information being put tonight's hearing, this concludes the November 22nd, 2016 meeting of the License Review Board.
Hearing is adjourned. Thank you.
What is it?
Oh, yep.